Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Rizzo told reporters yesterday Bryce Harper will be back this season. The expectation is he'll be ready to go at full strength by the playoffs. Do you believe that? That's question number one at 800-636-1067. Question number two is, what is the plan in the lineup in the field without Bryce Harper? We'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the timeline. The Nats always say one thing and the other is the truth. Now, that's not to say that they don't actually believe behind the scenes that Bryce Harper is going to be back. I think that they actually think that and they feel good about that. But they thought that Jason Worth didn't break a bone, and then he had. They thought that Anthony Rendon's knee in spring training a couple seasons ago wasn't a problem, and then it was.
Day to day for months.
This happens all the time in this organization. I don't know why. I don't know if there's a disconnect. I don't know if it's bad luck, if it's circumstantial and coincidental. I don't know. I just know that when they say something, I don't always take it to be true. And I'm in wait-and-see mode. That the Michael Taylor injury lingered longer than I thought it was going to. That Steven Strasburg isn't going to be shut down last year, and then he doesn't pitch again. And then he will pitch in October, and then he starts ramping it back up and has to be shut down in a throwing session and doesn't pitch in the playoffs. This is how this goes here.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my own skepticism about Harper. But, Danny, for some reason, I do feel like he is going to play again this season. And I believe Mike Rizzo, and here's why. Watching him walk to the podium yesterday, he was moving so much better than I thought he was going to be. It'd be one thing if he was on crutches or in a walking boot right now and couldn't put any weight down or was basically favoring that leg like something terrible had happened, which did. That'd be one thing. He's walking around basically like, yeah, I went up and down my own stairs last night. It hurt a little bit, but I actually feel pretty good. You give this guy essentially a month and a half, 6 weeks to heal, I think he's going to be able to. So I'm actually believing Mike Rizzo when he says we'll see Harper again this year.
And I think you will too, and I'm nervous about it. And I guess where I'm coming from is when you hear Bryce saying, like, if I feel good, I'm going to play, those kind of things. They're not exactly the same, so bear with me on this. But it felt very Griffin-esque to me, where I almost need an adult to say, whoa, 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 not so fast, pal. Not so fast. Let's have professionals. Let's have medical bosses. Let's have some best practice medicine tell you when you're good to go. Instead of, yeah, I feel good this morning. I'm going to go try it out there and see what happens. And then we get a repeat of 2014 when he had that bursa injury and his knee was filled with fluid and he had no lower half. They told us the following year at spring training changed everything about his swing and everything about how he went about it, et cetera. I need him to be A-OK. This, again, is the luxury of this division lead that you have. The Cubs are swooning all of a sudden, by the way. It's unlikely you'll be caught for the two seed. Just given even everything that's gone on here over the last few weeks, you're in the 50 games to go type range. So my belief is he's going to come back, and I worry about what's going to happen when he does. I worry about him either coming back too soon, about aggravating it, or doing some damage that we didn't know that was there. One of those kinds of things that it's – because it's not a – on the x-ray, it's broken, and now we can see that it's together. It's one of those more nebulous injuries, the bone bruise. No one's quite sure. I just know this. Jason Worth still can't run.
Well, Bryce said at the podium yesterday, I've played through enough injuries. I'm not going to do that. I think he knows his body well enough now at age 24, having been in the big league since 19, to know when he's able to play and when he isn't. He's been doing this since 2012.
Yeah.
If he didn't know his body at this point, he's never going to, which is kind of a Robert Griffin issue. One of the reasons that guy doesn't have a job is because, A, he can't stay healthy, but, B, he doesn't know when he should and shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper said yesterday, I've played through injury. I'm not going to do it again. I think he was referring to last year even, when the team, for some reason, neglected to mention time and time again that he was hurt. It was the weirdest thing ever. All these reports from guys like Ken Rosenthal and Tom Verducci and Jeff Passan are saying that Bryce Harper has a shoulder problem. The analytics support it because he's playing shorter in the outfield than he's ever played before so that he can make the throw to home plate. And yet every time the team's asked, they're going, yeah, he's fine. Yeah, nothing's wrong with Bryce. And it wasn't like a capital when you just don't admit it because you don't want the opponents to know and attack a weakness because they didn't announce it at the end of the season that he was hurt either. I mean, they still tell you there was nothing wrong with him. Well, Bryce Harper's out there gutting through an injury, having a down season and taking it on the chin when people are going, why'd you go from 42 to 24 homers? Why'd you go from an 1109 to an 814 OPS? You're having a down year. And yet his team's saying he's fine and he's not. So I don't think he would play through an injury. I don't worry as much about that. I think he's mature enough not to. But where I think you're right, though, Danny, and where I am concerned is if he comes back and re-aggravates it, or if he comes back, let's say, it's not 100%, but he says, yeah, I can't hurt it anymore, I'll gut through it, and something happens based on the bone bruise, which is essentially a very near fracture,
yeah,
basically is what a bone bruise
is. I have one in my wrist where I got hit by a pitch my senior year, and it bothered me for 2 months. I mean, 2 months, where all of a sudden, sometimes I would make contact, and I would go, why does my arm hurt so bad? What the hell just happened? All I did was take a regular swing. It kind of flares up that way. My case in point of what I'm more talking about here, though, is Ryan Zimmerman. It started with that kind of ab thing, and it changed the way that his shoulder moved through his throwing mechanism. Next thing you know, it's a shoulder problem. When you have a thing that you're compensating for, that's almost as much or more of a risk as the injury itself. I don't know if he's going to re-bruise that bone. I do know that if you have a habit and you don't even realize it sometimes that you're compensating for it, that can lead to other structural damage. And when it's lower half stuff, that scares the hell out of me. I'm just very nervous about this. I guess that's where I'm going with it, because you have a couple things.
And we should be, right? It's Bryce Harper. I mean, no disrespect to anyone on the roster. I won't even name a guy, but it's not a scrub off the bench. You know, it's not a backup player at a position where they play a couple times a week. We're talking about not just the best player on the Nats, the best player in the National League, the second best player to Mike Trout in baseball, the face of the franchise and of the sport, and a guy who you've got a year and a half left with before he probably goes somewhere else. So we should be worried and nervous. You got really two more bites at this apple to try to win a World Series. You got a great chance to do it in both of the next two seasons.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I keep coming back to you, it's unavoidable to not bring up the Nationals' history with stuff like this. And a number of things come to mind. Some of them aren't fair, to be honest with you. But, again, they're sort of ineptitude when it comes to rain. Wilson Ramos hurt in a rain-delayed game. Bryce Harper hurt in a game that poured rain that is not essential for the standings or playoff seedings. They probably didn't have to play. Major League Baseball gave them a go-ahead. It was still raining when they took the field. You go back to the non-rain, rain delay that happened against, I believe it was the Braves that were in town. They can't seem to get well against the rain.
They don't handle rain well. But yet, I don't think they had the choice. I think they basically were told they had to play because you got a team from the West Coast in. You've already been rained out once. You've already got a doubleheader the next day. So if you don't play that game on Saturday night, when it looked like you had the forecast available after 10 to do so, then you risk not playing a 162nd game. You could say that's not a big deal, but what if them and the Cubs or the Cardinals finish within a game of one another and game five of the division series is at stake all of a sudden based on whether or not that last game got played with the Giants? Because they're so bad that it's not going to matter for them other than draft positioning. I don't think the team was desperate to play. No, I'm guessing baseball stepped in.
Well, I think I read this, and I could be wrong about it. You can know more than I do. But granted, I was on a beach doing this. But my understanding was that it was determined that this would be a non-essential type game, that they didn't have to do it. Major League Baseball gave them the go-ahead to
play. I don't know
how
that'd be the case, though, because generally, you might be right, but in the past when I've asked about this or been told about this, if a team is playoff relevant, they try everything they can to get the game in.
Mm-hmm.
That they essentially have to get the game in because there could still absolutely be a case, pending the last 6 weeks of the season, where the first-round matchup between the Nationals and the winner in the National League Central, home field is determined, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you'd rather have the 162nd game than
right.
not. That's understandable. But who knows?
But I mean, I guess if baseball called the Nats and said, you guys don't have to play if you don't want to, then you're right. Then that's a different story.
Right. So
I don't know if that happened.
I don't either, and I wish I did. I'm embarrassed that I don't.
There's basically right now like a 4.5 game difference between the Cubs and the Nationals. Over 6 weeks, that's not a lot.
It's not a ton.
You could very easily have the Cubs finish one game ahead of the Nats, and if they don't play a bad Giants team and they win that game, and that's the difference between them hosting or going on the road for a Game 5 of a Division Series, that's a big deal. That's why I think they wanted to get the game in.
No, I'm sure, and they should want to, because the doubleheader was on Sunday. But we're getting sidetracked. I didn't mean to bring up that minutia. I guess where I go to this, though, is it's some of my concern isn't fair. But you mentioned the Strasburg thing where they go, "We're he's going to throw. We think he's coming back.
Yeah.
Shut him down immediately, please.
Right.
Stop this nonsense."
By the way, they really were, I can't even call it pretending, Dave.
They were confident.
They were serious about him pitching in the playoffs last year.
Where he's playing long toss and goes, nope, that's it. Not even, he was flat ground from 60 feet. And he goes, I can't do that. I can't lift my arm over my head. For God's sakes, man. Their history doesn't make me feel confident. The player himself is somebody that I think he's learned. He's matured a ton in terms of, you know, banging against walls and whatever else and, you know, going 1,000 miles an hour and the advice that everybody seemed to have for him from their armchairs. But my feeling is I don't trust anybody involved to do the right thing here because of track record. It's not fair, but it's mostly my nerves taking over.
Your guys' thoughts at 800-636-1067. What do you think about Harper's timetable? Are we going to see him again this season? Will he be himself? 800-636-1067. Also next, the plan to get by without him for the rest of the regular season and, if necessary, in the postseason. We're Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.